Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, Thou in whom we live and move and have our being, and under whose providential grace we live out our days, upon Thy holy name we call in confidence as we gather in this place, because Thou hast raised Jesus Christ from the dead and given us new life through Him. Grant, O God, that our worship of Thee may be acceptable in Thy sight this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Our hymn is this morning to present Mr. William C. Lamb, the director-elect of the Division of Evangelism of the Baptist State Convention of North Carolina. Mr. Lamb is a native of North Carolina. He is a graduate of Wake Forest University and Southern Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. He has served in many capacities in denominational work and in the institutional church in his life. Many of us have come to know him as a sincere friend and an accurate interpreter of the Christian faith. He is married and has one son. He comes this morning to lead us in our thinking and worship, and we welcome him to Southeastern Seminary.
Thank you, Dr. Eddings, for the invitation to share with all of you this chapel service. I am most grateful this morning. I am keenly cognizant of the unique contribution and Christian influence of this faculty, administration, the students and graduates upon the churches and institutions of North Carolina, other states, and the world. And this statement is not made lightly. Few men that I know have ever manifested the Spirit of Christ in human relationships any more than my former professor at Southern Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, who is now the president of this institution, Dr. O.T. Binkley. You know, I have many wonderful memories of this particular campus because I entered Wake Forest over 23 years ago in 1945 at the age of 17. And as I think back over these years, to all the teachers and professors that I've had over the 21 years of my formal education, who challenged my mind to constantly search for an understanding of the truth of Almighty God, I am eternally indebted. It is my honest conviction that a genuine Christian never reaches beyond or above the level of a learner of God's infinite truth. When a Christian ceases to learn, he abrogates his privilege to know the fullness of God's will continually. Now, it is not my intent this morning to deliver a formal address or sermon today. I shall simply share some statements and concerns relative to New Testament evangelism and the work of the Division of Evangelism of the Baptist State Convention of North Carolina for the 1970s. It is my honest purpose to offer positive Christian leadership under the guidance of the Holy Spirit through the Division of Evangelism for the 70s, and to strive diligently to work with and to challenge all Baptists in North Carolina to seek to understand and to accomplish God's will in the area of New Testament evangelism. It is my prayer that my work shall never be limited by the vision of any one person, including myself, nor limited by the vision of any group of persons. It is my primary concern that I may always seek to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit and to challenge other Christians to do the same. These four brief scriptures, I believe, are pertinent guidelines. John 10:10, Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." 1 Corinthians 2:10-13, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth." And 1 John 3:14, "We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death." In the light of these scriptures, it is my conviction that we must emphasize a vital balance in New Testament evangelism as it is interrelated with total Christianity and with all aspects of Baptist work. This is a need not only in North Carolina, but throughout the entire Southern Baptist Convention. Hence, it is my major concern that the areas of work of the Division of Evangelism here in North Carolina shall be broadened and strengthened in the 70s, and shall permeate every phase of the total Baptist program of this Baptist State Convention and all of the Baptist churches and Baptist institutions of our beloved state. I believe that the Holy Spirit has the power to challenge all pastors, institutional leaders, and laymen and women to become involved in at least some facet of New Testament evangelism. Now, an emphasis in the Division of Evangelism will be placed upon the following concepts. 1, the concept of dependence upon the leadership of the Holy Spirit. 2, the concept of sharing the total truth of Jesus Christ and biblical evangelism. 3, the concept of challenging all ministers and members to become involved in some phase of evangelism through the local church. 4, the concept of unity of purpose among ministers and members in the promotion and practice of total evangelism. 5, the concept of dialogue on every facet of evangelism in order to discover and to utilize any worthy method to share the redemptive message of Christ with all non-Christians of all races. 6, the concept of cooperating with all denominations of all races in evangelistic endeavors. Now, a few pinpointed definitions and objectives. The main purpose of the Division of Evangelism is to challenge pastors, church leaders, and other Christians under the guidance of the Holy Spirit to have a proper biblical understanding of total evangelism and to practice New Testament evangelism in all areas of life. The primary objective of evangelism. Christians are to lead all unredeemed individuals in the light of God's revealed truth to have a definite encounter with the living God through a personal experience of genuine faith in Jesus Christ and to become disciplined servants, possessing a willingness to do God's will through His church in the community. Perennial evangelism. Perennial evangelism involves a pastor and Christian people developing in spiritual maturity in relationship to God and man, witnessing individually to the non-Christians consistently in every facet of life, utilizing worthy methods, new or old, to implement a total New Testament evangelism, and emphasizing the application of the whole gospel to the needs of the total person. Witnessing. Witnessing involves a genuine effort by Christians to communicate the message of Christ through life, love, and words, to lead individual non-Christians, as they are convicted and constrained by the Holy Spirit, to make an honest commitment of their total lives to Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, to encourage them to develop spiritually in the fullness of the person of Jesus Christ, to challenge them to serve as a definite part of the church family of God, and to apply the truth of Christ to their daily living in all human relationships. I think we need to keep in mind a brief statement made in the 70 onward report of the Southern Baptist Convention, that the churches study evangelism in depth and avoid a stereotyped single method of evangelism and seek to emphasize perennial evangelism. Now I want to mention several areas of work in the Division of Evangelism. There are 12 areas that we intend to emphasize over a period of years. First, perennial evangelism, which involves the concept of total evangelism, continuous evangelism, or year-round evangelism. Second, personal evangelism or personal witnessing, and this is basic to all 12 areas. Three, evangelistic crusades and revival meetings, using the concept of encounter crusades and evangelism in depth. This would be related to the local church, association or citywide evangelistic crusades, interdenominational crusades, which are being sponsored, and we're seeing the fruit of these crusades by our Division of Evangelism in Atlanta of the Home Mission Board, and of course North Carolina assisting other states and foreign countries in cooperation with the Home Mission Board or the Foreign Mission Board. Four, the State Evangelism Conference. We will continue to place a strong emphasis on our State Evangelism Conference, which meets annually in February. There are four basic objectives, as far as I'm concerned, for this State Evangelism Conference. Number one, proclaim and teach biblical truths on evangelism. Two, challenge and inspire pastors and church members to practice New Testament evangelism. Three, share concepts, insights, and methods of various facets of total evangelism. Four, encourage Christians to possess and to reveal genuine compassion and concern toward all non-Christians of all races. And then a fifth area of work, evangelism workshops, clinics, and conferences. Here in discussion groups, we would deal with specific areas of evangelism as requested in the light of the local needs. We would not try to bring in just by rote an evangelism clinic for every association throughout the state. But we would sit down and talk with the superintendent of missions, the association chairman of evangelism, and other leaders, and try to prepare an evangelism clinic that would meet the needs of the particular local association and local churches. 6, academic evangelism. A proper emphasis upon New Testament evangelism in the total academic environment. This would involve campus evangelism, a proper outreach toward the American students, as well as international students. Did you know in Raleigh, on the State University campus alone, we have over 500 international students? My wife and I and others in Raleigh have been working with some of these international students, and we've had one young lady who believed in Buddha, who came from this background, from Thailand, to make a profession of faith in Jesus and has joined a church in Raleigh in recent months. Another part of academic evangelism would be evangelism research institutes. We plan to have one of these on this campus October 5th and 6th of 1970. There would be position papers prepared by men of great intellect as well as their spiritual capacity, and we would have study groups. We'd have topics like the theology of evangelism, the ministry of the Holy Spirit evangelism, the college student, modern world, relevancy of evangelism, science, technology, space age evangelism, and so forth. 7, evangelism development. Special training in evangelism for Christian leaders who work with certain groups of people like Negroes, Indians, other minority groups, the military, the deaf, senior citizens, youth. 8, evangelism seminars. This would be a dialogue emphasis, a pragmatic approach, with areas such as new methods evangelism, fellowship evangelism, race evangelism, institutional evangelism, resort areas evangelism, and other practical topics. 9, the writing ministry of evangelism. And I think this is self-evident in its meaning. 10, mass media evangelism, the use of television and radio, the newspapers, direct mail, dial-a-phone, recreation drama evangelism, and audio-visuals evangelism. 11, Christian social ministries evangelism. This would have to do with hospital evangelism, slum areas evangelism, migrants evangelism, juvenile delinquent evangelism. I do not have time to go into this. As far as I'm concerned, there is no conflict whatsoever in Christian social action and evangelism. You see, when Christian social action has to do with what we're doing being redemptive in purpose and Christian in love and motive and spirit, then we know that evangelism and Christian social action and total Christianity are entirely interrelated. And certainly those of us who are interested in evangelism need to be involved in Christian social action so there will be a redemptive purpose in Christian social action, and so that it might be truly Christian in spirit and motive. 12, non-evangelicals evangelism. This is relationship with and concern for Roman Catholics and Jews and believers of other world religions and religious sects. Now, as you already know, our state convention here in North Carolina is only second in membership to Texas in the entire Southern Baptist Convention. I am aware that this task involves a tremendous responsibility. And therefore, without any hesitation, I request your prayers and your honest support as students and faculty and administration. And in like manner, I want you to feel free at any time to offer any constructive suggestion with regard to areas of work of the Division of Evangelism of the Baptist State Convention of North Carolina. May we bow our heads for the benediction. Eternal God, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence here with us today. We pray for every student in this seminary, every faculty member, administrative officer. Help us, O God, to understand that New Testament evangelism is interrelated with total Christianity. And may all of us have some concern with regard to evangelism, with regard to people for whom Christ died and lives today, that they might be redeemed eternally, that they might live the abundant life now, that they might be able to wield a spiritual influence upon others, that they too may know the Christ, the Savior of the world. We're grateful for this seminary and for all of our institutions, and we pray that we may have unity of purpose with regard to evangelism and every facet of Christianity. Bless these teachers and guide them as they share Thy divine truth and challenge the minds of these students. In the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly pray.